Yeah, there's lots of podcasts out there, but they all talk about the same thing, the same way, over and over and over and over again. Are you tired of the normal podcast? Are you tired of the same old thing? Then step out of the normal zone and step into the Roni Zone. Roni Zone Radio is a place where we look at all kinds of different things, from God to Star Wars and everything, and I mean everything in between. We look at it from a lot of different angles. We have people with different points of view that discuss things that you may never have thought about before. So get rid of the normal shows. Get rid of the normal podcasts. And step into the Roni Zone. Roni Zone Radio, a very, very, very different podcast. Roni Zone Radio is available at jrdonline.com.
I would say, fruit's right there, eat your food.
Yeah, but I don't block the food from you.
Huh? I'll be standing to the side. There ain't no tables around now that I can see. So, hang right there. So you put your drink over here, because there's nothing on the back. Hey, Chris.
I gotta assume you're here.
Well, yeah. Where are you at?
I'm over by the food.
We're pretty close. You got an empty spot or two?
Actually, no. We're hopping in somebody else's.
Okay, but you're like where the Star Wars cars are, kind of.
Yeah, we're right by the where the lightsaber battles are.
All right, sweet. Yeah, we'll be right over.
All right, cool, man. I'll look out for you.
Yeah, we'll see right now. But see you, bye.
Okay.
Chris Sonnenberg. Yeah, come on. So, I mean, wow. I met Ben Bird today. And now I got a call from a Disney animator who is a great friend of mine, who is here, who wants to hook up. So, you know, it's a sweet deal. Chris Sonnenberg, who worked on Pocahontas and Hercules and stuff.
I know. I'm excited.
See, he's a married Star Wars fan. He's got kids, too, so he knows a bunch of things. It was funny. He goes, so I know you're here. That's very, very John Holmes like. So he's over in the enclosure for the food. Hey, Chris.
What's up,
how you
buddy?
Doing, sir? Good
how
to see
are
you.
Good to see
good
you.
To see you.
This
yeah,
is my
yeah, yeah.
Kevin.
Hello.
And this is my friend
nice
Jeff.
To meet you.
My other friend Jeff is in line getting food with his son.
Cool. This is my wife, Colleen. Colleen,
hi,
this
I'm
is Chris Sonnenberg.
Nice to meet you.
I heard a lot about you.
They're playing our song.
So, you have a booth or a table? You're just walking around doing
just,
your
just
thing?
Just hanging out. Awesome. Hanging out. We're recording now. I just want you to know.
Right now. Well, it's good to see you. Good to be on record.
Yeah.
So we had, did you get here early this morning?
No, we just got here about an hour ago.
We got here right when it opened, and she got to go meet Peter Mayhew and
nice.
All the Ewoks and all the Jawas, so she's pretty much set.
We just met Ben Burt about 20
he's
minutes ago.
Yeah, who?
Ben Burt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So...
Are you involved? Did you see your buddy with the car, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Good, good. Yeah, yeah,
time.
Yeah.
It's been
a while. It's been a while.
Very cool. She got a Chewbacca backpack. And
that's fun.
She's very excited. Very
yeah. Cool. That's cool.
What is on your agenda for this evening? Is your first day? You just turned for the one day?
Yeah. Just meeting up with Chris Mock, a documentary filmmaker. Just kind of low stress, you know? That's the key.
That's us too. We just kind of wanted to come and not bring too much. We got this when we got here, so we didn't want to bring too much. She has a costume, but we just wanted to kind of relax and just see all the stuff. She gave Peter Menu a high five, and it was like me giving a Barbie a high five.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this little hand, and his hand is like this big. It's just like, wham! Is that fun?
Now, it must be something for her to just...
Well, I realized that she's the age that I was when the first one came out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
I was five.
Yeah.
She's five. So that is weird.
Yeah.
But she loves it just as much.
Well, now I'm just trying to kind of drink it all in. What's nice is it doesn't seem like it's as crowded as Indianapolis was, kind of.
Oh, you went
so, there? Yeah. I mean, it was just nuts. So,
smaller venue too.
I was going to say, is it about the same venue or it's bigger?
Smaller.
The other one's smaller?
Indianapolis is much smaller.
Wow.
The whole entire, this was pretty much...
The whole thing?
Yeah. Maybe a little bit more, but it wasn't much bigger than this.
Do they have a store thing like that across the street? Did you guys go to that? I don't even know what that is. But it's like a whole other line to get in across the street.
Yeah. Yeah, the store was insane. It was really tough.
Oh,
but
the store was scary. We're not going.
She was in a movie. I don't know if it was a Star Wars movie, but she was in some movie, I think. Or will be. But anyway, so, yeah, we're just trying to kind of find our way around. And
cool. But it's just you. You have anybody from the side coming with you guys? You're just by yourselves, huh?
William is here somewhere. He's trying to get a press pass. And where he is right now, do not know. But he knows my cell phone number, so...
I have no idea where he is.
That's kind of... Yeah.
I didn't even think about it until I sat down. I was like, you know what? She's probably here.
Yeah. That was a good call, because I was out of town till last night about midnight.
Oh, really?
And I flew in.
Wow. Where at?
I was in Wisconsin last week.
What?
Training. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't go there for fun. Because there's not much fun there.
Not the hotbed of action?
No. You know, they kill deer on the freeway, but that's a whole another thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, for fun, they go name them, too.
Right.
Really?
And you'll appreciate this, because I said, fun things to do in Wisconsin, deer slalom at 2 a.m., pick up dates in the Carl's Jr. parking lot. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly. That sounds a lot like old school.
There you go.
That sounds like... But it was picking up people at the hamburger stand, isn't that?
35-cent hamburger. And we were mad when they raised the price.
What? You mean 41 cents? This is an outrage!
35! I won't buy anymore. And then they say, well, it's not really hamburger. Oh. So.
Yes,
yeah, Chris. Yeah, Chris loves San Bernardino like I did. You know,
very wisely.
I love to drive by it and wave on my way to somewhere else.
Yeah, you only stopped there if you broke down on the way to Palm Springs.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I need some aluminum or. Yeah. I don't necessarily make it.
You want to recycle something. So, how do you like it out in Valencia, right?
Valencia?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Is it filling up pretty quick out there?
I have lived there almost as long as I haven't lived there.
Okay.
But yeah, it's filling up. When I moved there, it was like onion fields and just like there was no mall.
Nice.
The freeway didn't go across, the streets didn't go across the freeway, kind of like Magic Mountain was the only thing there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of barren, but now it is a veritable hotbed of activity and houses and
civilization.
Civilization, yes.
Yeah, so Magic crazy. Mountain. Going to another owner? Happy?
We don't
sad?
Know.
We don't?
I don't know. I should know a lot about it, but I have no idea.
Okay.
There's been rumors that they're going to do like a city walk down there,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
They keep building new roller coasters, so.
Yeah. Well, the interesting part about that is, doesn't Magic Mountain usually get closed down during the winter park? Winter hours?
Yeah, they have their off hours. They're open during the weekends, I think, in the winter. I used to work there, so I should know, but they were closed during the weekdays in the winter and then open during the summer. But, it's weird.
Snow or no?
What?
Do you get snow up there? No. Somebody said at one time, years and years ago, and probably because I was a teenager, I was gullible enough to believe it, but somebody said because it snows there, and that's why they have to close down because you can't run the tracks.
It's basically in the desert.
That's kind of what I thought, too. I was like, okay, well, that doesn't make any sense, but...
No. No, I can't even see how that would be... It snows up. If you go up like in the Gorman and stuff,
yes,
keep going up, that gets snow easy. It's really beautiful up there. But not. But even Gorman doesn't get snow enough to like close down anything. You know, it's still kind of fun. You're like, no, it's just that most of the people that go to that park are just kind of like in school. They don't really get like the family types of the Disneyland does.
Well, because it's so far away from people who would want to go, and you don't have the same thing. And
So. I don't know. We haven't been in years. I don't think Kevin, she's only been once, I think.
It was pretty fun. After I talked to you, I watched the Little Mermaid making of thing, and they were talking about the mobile home where you guys met in that interim period.
Oh yeah,
from the old studios to the
yeah, basically those just like those they were just like storage facilities. Basically.
Right, right.
They still. They're there still. It's weird. You drive by, they still have a lot. They still have a lot of activity there. But it's just weird how it was just like, really, this is where the whole art form is just here in these weird little buildings. There was no parking. I mean, you know, it just was like basically it was like a. It used to be the old airport. The old. They filmed part of Casablanca down there. So it's just like,
really?
It's just, you know where it is, where the 5 and the 134.
Burbank,
like
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like where that all kind of intersects. It just looks like storage or kind of like industrial buildings. That's all business stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is weird.
So. Now, you're not back at Disney, are you? Or you're
not yet. I don't know. No, I'm not. I'm at a studio called James Baxter Animation. And we're in Pasadena. It's really nice. I love it.
Because you're right on Colorado, right?
Right off Colorado.
Okay.
Very nice.
Old town.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Cool, big old town. But I think when James first moved there, which was like 2 years ago, it wasn't so hip. I mean, it was kind of hip, but it was still kind of... But now it's crazy. They put in a Tiffany & Company.
Oh.
Wow.
And they put in a bunch of really... hoity-toity kind of shops down there right off of where we are. And so the rent's kind of going up and everything, so it's kind of crazy. So, we'll see. I don't know if this rent's going to go up, if we move, or what. But I love it there. It's really fun.
Very nice.
Enchanted, ramping up.
We are ramping. Just the trailer?
Yeah.
Did you go see Pirates?
Not yet.
Oh, the trailer is on with Pirates.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right.
What is it for?
It's for Enchanted. It's a movie I'm working on for Disney. It's like a feature. It's like a live-action feature, but the first 10-12 minutes of it are all animated.
Oh, very cool.
Like classic Disney animated. So I'm working on that.
My favorite.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. So, we're getting excited for that. We're in the last couple of weeks of production of animation. So once it leaves us, it goes to Final Color and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay, so just because I'm curious, what does an in-betweener do?
What does an in-betweener do? An in-betweener takes what would be the key drawings. An animator does key drawings throughout a sequence, throughout a scene. And an in-betweener will take those drawings and fill in all the in-between drawings. So it's a tedious job, but it's a kind of leveling job. It kind of teaches you how to fill out all the paperwork and work with some good animators and stuff.
Because you got the two little knobs that you stick the paper in.
It's actually three. But three. It used to be.
And you flip the paper and you just kind of, okay.
You draw it and you put the paper between your fingers. And
oh my gosh.
So you can see the
motion in proper form.
Yeah, you
can
see all the arcs and everything moved properly. And
is that... Are you not doing that anymore then?
I don't do that part so much. I'm more in the directing end of it now. I kind of do a lot of the.
You tell them what to do.
That begs another question.
Sure.
How do you direct cartoons?
Looks like you would do it in a live action film. You meet with your, you know, like a director would meet with their actors. You meet with the animators and talk about the same kind of of stuff, motivation and like what characters you're thinking, style. Where you are right now, and
because you know people make comedians make cracks. About
sure, sure.
How do you direct Bugs Bunny?
Right. No, it's
obviously you don't direct Bugs Bunny. But,
right. You know. No, but you have to direct the.
You do have to tell them how to.
You have to tell them
how to draw this. They're not necessarily gonna know.
If they did, if you just had animators just going and animating scenes, it would just look like a bunch of. You know, it's that director that kind of unifies all the drawings.
Not very cool.
And kind of makes the whole thing kind of flow together. So it's a big job, you know. This is my first kind of job doing that. And so it's kind of new and I'm learning all the fun little jobs that I had no idea that people did before. So it's kind of
interesting.
It's fun. I, especially on something like this where it's every bell and whistle animation has ever seen. We're doing all the beautiful backgrounds and all the tones and like everything the old guys would have done and more. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot. So.
Yeah, but you know, I don't talk, I mean, Sleeping Beauty is one of my favorite. It is my ultimate favorite anime.
Mine too, actually.
Is it one?
Yeah.
How they just did those backgrounds and made you feel like you were there.
Right.
It's like amazing. And yet, I'm watching the newer movies as they've come up, and I remember sitting in the theater watching Little Mermaid on the screen and just being blown away by the fact that you felt like you were underwater.
Right.
Just thinking, how do they do that? How do they come up with that idea? I mean, that's like, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, again, that's kind of like how we did Enchanted, was we wanted to not copy so much what the old guys did, but more how they did it. We kind of wanted to emulate the mechanics of how you would create something like this, and you know, Ivan Earle, who did the backgrounds for this, pretty much did every background. He painted every background in Sleeping Beauty, like one guy.
Yeah.
And there were a couple other assistants, but that's pretty much his film. But you know, we wanted that kind of unity in our film where we felt like it was one person that did everything.
Oh,
so we didn't have a schedule for that, but we definitely wanted that feel. So it definitely, I think it holds up to that kind of idea. Very honored to have worked on it. And I have two daughters that are going to love it. Kathy, are you excited to see Enchanted? Did you see the Enchanted trailer? The movie? What do you think? Do you like it? So, we'll have fun. It's kind of more special to me because it's a new princess. And she's a girl.
So, now, is she your youngest or your oldest?
She's my youngest. 5 years old. My other one's 7.
Good ages. The fun ages.
They're getting big, guys. He's going to start. What grade are you going into?
Okay. All right.
She's the same age as Elijah.
Now you want to get her over there?
Is that the same one as the one at the park?
I think so. I think it's probably the same people.
Probably is.
Well, Chris, I think we're going to mosey.
Well, it's good seeing you.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
What I'd like, if it's possible, maybe at some point in the future, come on down. We'll take you to dinner.
That'd be great. We'll
kind of sit down, chill out, you know?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Sure.
Well, enjoy.
Meet your wonderful wife.
What is this thing here?
Oh,
is it the mic?
No, my camera.
Oh.
The mics are right here.
Wow. And then you just hold like that?
No, right here.
I know, but the camera, you hold this right here?
Yeah. From our friends in the Orient. They have created this really small little gang.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But it has its like little, it has its quirks.
Like, but it's a steady gun?
Yeah.
Yeah. It works.
You got to kind of watch it though. But you know, you kind of hold it like this. And you kind of steady it and you can just kind of move. What's nice is
what's it doing the whole time? Is it steadying itself?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're kind of using your hand to kind of keep it steady. But what's nice
but
is you balanced. Can lower.
Is it weight back here?
Yeah.
Balancing
yeah. And what's nice is you can also put it on your shoulder like this too to kind of steady it when you're shooting like that.
But
so.
The whole point is that here, because when your hand is holding it, you have a tendency where this will rotate. Oh, well, you tighten it up,
sure.
It rotate. But for a while it was rotating where you could.
And it would stay straight down.
And it would stay straight down.
Yeah.
Can you open this for you? All right, guys. Well, it was nice seeing you.
Yeah.
Again. We'll see you soon. soon, yeah. Same contact.
Yeah, please do.
I love going to your site. It's very fun.
Yeah, cool. You're going to have a lot of fun. Nice to meet you.
Say
bye. Bye, honey. Okay, have a good time. All right. See you, dude. I see you.
Okay, take one. Go ahead.
Shark-infested waters.
Hold it. It's snark. Snark-infested waters.
Snark. Snark-infested waters. Okay, got it.
Take two.
Snark-infested waters, where faith, art, and fandom... No, wait a minute.
What's wrong now?
Do I have to go to church to listen to this show?
No, no, no. Taylor Kent, the host of Snark-infested Waters, he discusses his faith from time to time. But you don't have to go to church just to listen.
Okay, okay. Take three. Snark-infested waters, where faith, art, and fandom collide. Wow, all in one show?
Uh-huh. One more take, please, Darth.
Sure. Snark-infested waters, where faith, art, and fandom collide. Because, you know, when you're a confused Dark Lord of the Sith like me, you need all the help you can get.
Snark-infested waters at thesnarkyavenger.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Chris.
And I'm Cliff.
And we're Christians. And we've been made into a stereotype of people who just don't enjoy science fiction.
Well, they're just silly.
That's right, Clifford. Because here at The Jesus Geeks, we do mix theology, our love for Jesus, and also our love for everything geeky into a fun podcast.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, it is, Clifford. And this amazing podcast can be found at www.thejesusgeeks.com. So remember, everyone, for the latest on entertainment, culture, and the geek lifestyle from a Christian point of view, tune into The Jesus Geeks.
We're the Christian missionaries to the geek culture.
Or we could be the geek missionaries to the Christian culture.
Ooh.
So remember, everyone, if you're a geek-loving Christian out there, check out The Jesus Geeks podcast at www.thejesusgeeks.com.